So welcome in once again to the final shiur of the series of four shiurim to prepare for Pesach, using the insights of Rav Chaim Friedlander and the Sifrei Chaim. I definitely recommend, I think next week probably will be impractical for us to align our schedules to learn together Tuesday at 12:30. If that's not the case, if you think this could happen, please be in touch with myself or with Marty. But hopefully whether we're learning simultaneously as a group or not, certainly to continue the work of intertwining the physical avoda of Yom Tov and the physical mitzvahs of Yom Tov, the kesher amitz, that the Yehuda speaks of, the powerful connection between mas on the one hand and deeper machshav on the other hand, just being connected in our actions, the deep pools of thought and feeling, and the connecting our physical chovos ha'ayvarim, the spiritual chovos ha'avam. So that's certainly the work of a Jew all year long, particularly the work of a Jew on Yom Tov, and particularly Pesach. And we begin with the Seder, which is such a rich intertwining of Maaseh with Dibur and Machshava, certainly something to work on before, during, and after the Seder. So that Pesach. To be aware and attuned to opportunities for connecting what we're doing with what we're thinking and what we're feeling. And I want to use today's lunch, our last chance to learn together before the Yom Tov as a group, to look forward towards the end, already to begin thinking now about the end of Pesach, maybe we should say the climax of Pesach. So there's a famous Ramban, one of the most famous passages in Ramban al Torah. Certainly, I think the one of the very, very few Kabbalistic passages, which is famous beyond Mekubalim, is in Parshas Amor. Ramban notes that you have, in thinking about Sfiras Omer, you have approximately a week of Pesach within Sfiras Omer, followed by approximately six more weeks, and then Shavuos. So he writes that that's reminiscent of the other end of the year, when you have one day in a Torah of Yom Tov Sukkos, followed by 6 days of Chol HaMoed, and then Shmini Atzeres. Rabban writes, in a certain sense, Sfiras HaOmer is like a Chol HaMoed that combines Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach Shavuos together are sort of like one larger macro Yom Tov that probably gives expression to the idea that the goal of Pesach was Shavuos, the goal of Avadim Hayinu v'yotzienu was to lead to Mitchila Od v'zar ha'yotzienu v'akshav kirvanu maklam v'daso. The goal of the political freedom was not an end in and of itself. It was a means, a tool, a vehicle to get us and to enable us to be able to experience the spiritual peiros of Torah. Al tikrei enlecha ben chorin l'misha osik the Torah. To be avodayim v'lo avdi paro. So in a larger sense, Pesach and Shavuos are a single Yom Tov. But it also gets us thinking, how about Pesach itself? What's the connection in the smaller scale between the first day and the last day? In other words, that there's a Shvi Shal Pesach, Kriyas Yamsuf, was meant to be the cap to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So certainly at a certain level, that's in terms of the political freedom of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Tezvav Nisan, so that was made much more permanent. It was locked in with Kriyas Yamsuf. Until that point, it seems like we weren't really sure whether it would all be temporary and be ended by military action, by power. But certainly, Kriyas Yamsuf locks in the political freedom of Yotzienu of the first day of Pesach, and so Shri Shal Pesach completes his mashlim, complements Rishon Shal Pesach. We should also be thinking about the Shira. In what way does the Shira climax the whole Yom Tov? So let's take this opportunity to think about the Shira. So here we are, page Tav Lamed Gimel in the Sifrei Chaim. We have more than one article here. He has several on Zasher. For now, let's focus on the article that begins at Tav Lamed Gimel. Here's Rashi. What's with the Oz Yash Moshe? Then Yashir Moshe. Oz, Kishiro HaNeis, Rashi says, Allah Belibo She Yashir Shira. When he saw the nace, it occurred to him that he ought to sing. Amalo libo Yisrael Yasher. His heart told him, you should sing. You will sing. Shehayud al shem ha-machshava nemra. The yud is about the thought. What Rashi is driving at, Kulomar, huk shel Rashi medua kazev az yashir v'lashen asid. Very strange. Az yashir, then Moshe will sing. Then Moshe will sing. Future. Pasha is the az shar. Then he sang. The al-kain tirit, so that's a remnant to Tchias HaMes in Torah. But al-pi pshuta, Rashi says, on the level of Pshush al-Mikra, it's a reference to what he was thinking. At that point, he began to plan. Al-kach tirit, Sister Chaim writes, sha'Allah b'libo sh'yashir b'asit. He began to think that he ought to sing. Okay, so that's Rashi. Chai Primander asks, I die in Kosha, Madua Tina Torah, so Tzolom Lashir, Fulo Shiras of the Paul. We're just begging the question. Why did the Torah say, then they thought about singing? Why not say, Al Shar? Then they sang. Why are we focusing more on their desire to sing than the actual event of singing? So, Bir Agon at Sadik, or Abba Grossbart. Because of Abba Grossbart, the father of India. You know what we're reminded of when we say the words Az Yashir? That the most significant part of what I do is my decision, my moral choice to do right rather than wrong. Implementation is not always up to me. Sometimes things don't work out despite my best attempts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls results. But I have control of my moral choices. Kosh Baruch Hu gave us the Bechir Chavshis to choose his avoda or to reject it. But it's not always up to us whether we will have the opportunity to complete doing the mitzvot to do, or to complete doing the avera that we've chosen, unfortunately, to do. Now, b'sivo shem chutzlano. Mizdam no spiksas, etivinim no spiksasam. There can be all sorts of external circumstances that either sometimes will enable, sometimes will not enable us to carry out whatever that we chose. Nim seshamal yitzral b'shirai saburatzum mishna. The most shining part of this story for Klal Yisrael is that we chose to engage in Shira. That was Talmid Bahem, Kebalei Bechira. That was up to us. Lo Shir Ba'ofen Masi, B'chein Kasuv Az Yashir. This is the idea that comes from Abba Grossbart. The opening phrase of Az Yashir reminds us that oftentimes the sorts of plans that we make, the dreams that we have, the intentions that we adopt, that's absolutely up to us. Implementation sometimes is not. To be honest and genuine about what it is I want to do. If I honestly, genuinely want to do X, then I will obviously try b'chol kochai to see that I can do it. But I may discover that I end up unable to carry out my vision. Sometimes I am able to carry out my vision, and sometimes because of external circumstances, with all the will in the world, I can't carry out my vision. But I can always will it. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in a sense, the most focused on what are the choices that I'm making? What's the vision that I have? What are the plans that I'm laying? Now, at the same time, to take this to an extreme, that's the approach of Ishbitz. It's true that there are external circumstances, you may say, but okay, so in general, I'm supposed to not just think good thoughts, but do good deeds. I'm supposed to act as much as I can to try to carry out what it is that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do, what it is I'm planning to do. And often we say, when there's a will, there's a way. So you may look at this idea of Abba Grossbart and say, it seems a little extreme. Sometimes there are external circumstances that don't let me do what I want to do. But if I'm determined to do it, oftentimes strong enough determination will lead me not only to Ratzon, but to Masa. So Chaim Friedman sounds like he's saying, in case you're wondering about Abba Grossbart, let me offer you an alternative approach. Inspired by his thinking, but with a different twist. Yisera music, for turning the page to Tav Lama Dalad, Tzitzit Chaim says, you know what? Afim no mar sheish lo adon abo v'cheil gam amas. We, after all, have a chelik in our actions as well. We don't always get to act on our plants, but we oftentimes do, especially if we want it badly enough. So yes, but here is different. Here, we still understand why here specifically it comes to Shiras Hayam to focus more on our decision to sing Shira as opposed to having actually sung it. You know why? Because this wasn't like a regular activity. This was an activity that was powered by Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Akiva said when the Jews were immersed whole, healthy, and safe from Yam Suf, they underwent this extraordinary nation. They wanted to say Shira. Bikshu lo mashira. And then there was Hashra Sashina, and they actually said the Shira. He said, why? You read that Tosefta. It's saying this idea. Their choice was the desire to sing Shiras. But to actually put together the Shira, that was Ruach HaKodesh. So one was what Ramchal writes in the 26th parak, the final parak of the Seil Sisharim. The Kedusha and Ruach HaKodesh, it's Tchilas Avodah V'Sof Ogmol. There comes a certain point in spiritual growth where I'm going to do what I can, and then it's going to be ultimately a gift from HaKodesh Baruch Hu, whether I succeed or not. So this is the other Amar Chazal as well speak about the time of Kriyas Yam, so the time of intense Nevua. Rosh Shifra Yam, Mashallah Ra Yechesim and Buzi Mayas Makava, Chazal tells us. The simplest, least educated member of the Jewish group encountered a degree of Nevua that was beyond that of Yechesim, the Mayas Makava. Incredible. So that's not something that we could, in our control. That was a gift from Shemayim. But what was not a gift from Shemayim was the Bikush. We desired, we wanted badly. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us more than we could even do ourselves. Sharis Bikshu Lo Mashira, except that they wanted, that there was a desire to somehow reciprocate. Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of us. He made himself so obvious, and we see that he's helping us. They wanted to say Shira. And that generated Ruach HaKodesh. And that's why the focus in the Oz Yashir, the focus on the fact that they wanted to sing, more so than the fact that they actually did. It says, how can you tell that this was a miraculous, that actually singing the Shira was a miraculous event? They call Yisrael, Amar B'yachar, it's Osa HaShir, Mila B'mila. They all sang together, the same words, having never rehearsed before, having never seen the text before. Rashi says Masech Hesota. Sharos Ruach HaKodesh, Al-Kulam. Ruach HaKodesh, they all were had Ashras Hashira. They were endowed with Ruach HaKodesh. V'chivnu Yachad as Hashir Kichsavah. And they together, they were machaving to the same Shira the way it's written in the Chumash. That's clearly miraculous. Malos Ruach HaKodesh, V'vadei in a Tulib of the Chiras Adam. That's not something they chose. Matana Mushpas Mo'amala. It's a gift that's poured from above. Because they received that as a gift to enable them to act on their desire to sing. So the Allah belibam lashir. Oz yashir. We understand well that the Torah stresses not that they did actually sing, but that they wanted so badly to do this. So badly that Kadosh Baruch Hu miraculously gave them the ability to carry out that intention in a glorious way. That's what they call it, Oz Yashir. Let's move on in the time that remains to the next article, which actually picks up with the idea we just spoke about. Zeh Keli, moving to another one of the highlight psukim in Oz Yashir. Zeh Keli v'anveyu ke aviv ra'amenu. This is my God. Zeh Keli v'anveyu. He quotes a medrash. Quotes a medrash that we were talking about before. Kishenigla Kodesh Baruch Hu Ayam, when Rosh Shalom appear to Klal Yisrael at Yam Suf Ro'in Bir'iyas Neshama Ro'iyas HaLev U'makir Kvod Yotzram, with such an incredibly clear sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Neshama, with the mind, with the heart. It is so evident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Makir Kvod Yotzram is so, such an honor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obvious, Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. So Me'el Lehem Kivu Ron Be'Neim. It was as though they actually saw something with eyes. If you all of the Yom Kishadayim, Tyron Kvod Yotzram, even the little children, even to little children, it was evident that Rosh Hashanah was the world. Marino Sobetzva. You could say it. It was something you could see. Or Mim Zakeli. So that's why we say, I said Zeh. Zeh typically has to understand to say this is something you can actually point to. To Marino Lovietzva. It's something they could point to. Say, this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't actually see God. But he's so evident. Rosh Hashanah is so evident. Kaloma. Reb Chaim writes, "Behirus Hasagasam as Yichud Hashem Yisbaruch Malchuso." The clarity of their understanding, the clarity of their awareness, their apprehension of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Rosh Hashanah solely runs the world. Paisa Bivados, it was the degree of certainty of a person who has visual data, sensory data. Points on it. You see this? It was that, not that was anything physical that they saw, but it was that degree of certainty. So that clarity that Kalashal experienced at on Yom Suf, so Chaim Friedman says, what's interesting is the next word, Zeh Keli, Zeh Anveinu. They had that clarity about Kadosh Baruch Hu, the response was, I want to be Minaveh. What does that mean? So Chazal has different interpretations. Darshu Chazal, the Hototzah, the outcome of that clarity, that level of Zekeli was Vanveu. Darshu Chazal, they have a Gemara on Shabbos, according to Mechilta, Esnava Fana the Mitzvahs, the notion of Hidur Mitzvah. Luvna, Sukkana, Titzisna, that's one approach in Tana. Another approach is the approach of the Tana Abishal, Nidamelo, not the notion of Hidur Mitzvah, Anveu Melashin Noi, want to make my mitzvahs beautiful, but Anivahu, I want to be like him. Mahu racham mechana, atzal racham mechana. We should the mitzvah valach to bedracham. His damos takarish ba matatio day. I should build my personality, shape my personality on the divine model. So the halicha, the darchei Hashem of a masim agashmi mechay yom yom. It's a remarkable thing. He says, consider that through acting in godlike ways in everyday life, in material living, the way we deal with people, the way we deal with money, the way we deal with frustration, we become attached to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Rashi's language there. There's the dveikus that comes not just, as Friedman points out in the parenthetical note, it's not just through hasagos sichlios, but sophisticated intellectual understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only through deep mystical kavanas and yichudim, it's the way you handle someone who annoys you. It's the way you spend money. It's the way you deal with gaiva. It's the everyday rough and tumble of life by responding to the rough and tumble of life and operating within the rough and tumble of everyday messiness of life, operating in that context with divinely inspired midos, that is a powerful dveikus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he says, you might say, well, what do you need that for? Yesh l'shal, madu yesh tzorech anveil. Who needs anveil? You need hidur mitzvah, you need halicha bedrachav. That's just going to give you a greater connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, they're saying Shira at this incredible level. Like we were just talking about, they were ready at Zeh Keli. That's question number one. And then he says, question number two on the final page, Shaflamet, hey, question number two is the level that they reached of the Zeh Keli was not Kafi Madre Gastam. It wasn't where they were actually at inherently. They were not really spiritually developed to this point. Matana al tibis mi Hashem Yisbar. It was a supernatural gift from Rosh Hashanah. And he quotes the Mechilta you mentioned before. Even the Shifcha al-Yam, people who are not religiously sophisticated. They saw beyond Yechezkel. Not that the Shifcha Yom was at a higher spiritual level suddenly than Yecheskel. No, spiritual level is a result of hard work. But they got a gift. Al Hayam. The Shifcha specifically at that moment, at the Yom, she saw what Yecheskel couldn't see. But it wasn't that they had worked on themselves. So you would think, how does the Anveyu follow from Zekeli? In other words, let's recap the two questions. And then we'll briefly see his important answer. Zekeli v'Anveyu. They see Zekeli. They have this incredibly powerful encounter with Rebbe Shalom. So the response is v'Anveyu. Either, like Tanakhama says, to make the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as beautiful, as excellent as possible, or, as Abba Shaul says, to act in divine ways, to adopt a divine personality. And this is supposed to be the response to that Kaylee. It's a question number one. Is they already on such a high madrega? What do they need the hidden mitzvah for? What do they need the halicha b'dracha for? Question number two is, it wasn't even their madrega. It was just something that a gift from a temporary gift from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It says, Ruchayim Friedland, Elo, you sold Gadol Amadnu. It says, you know what you see from here? That when you have extraordinary experiences, even if they're temporary, whenever you have an extraordinary experience, you got to take something with you. What can I learn from this? How can I be magshim this? How can I make this a reality? I have this incredible moment of Rosh Hashanah. What am I going to do with it? If I just let if it's beautiful inspiration, but I don't concretize it, I don't actualize it, it's nice inspiration, and it's all gone later on. In that moment of extraordinary inspiration, I can ask them, what's the Kabbalah that I'm going to make? That is, I say, moment of extraordinary inspiration, where's the Hidur Mitzvah tomorrow? A moment of extraordinary inspiration, where's the Tikkun HaMidos for next week? And that's the way, take the moments of a Kriyas Yamsuf, the moments of our own, the Kriyas Mitzrayim, the Kriyas Yamsuf, Pesach, and the Chol HaMoed, over the course of Yontov, we can think about small but substantive, consistent Kabbalos, changes we can make, not Chumas. Real Iker Adin, that's not in place. What are small changes we can make? Not Be'am L'makom, not Be'am L'chazero, whether it's Hidur Mitzvah, or whether it's Halicha B'drachah, to use the two examples that Chazal speak about. To think about what are the small but substantive changes we can make in our lives to capture the extraordinary moments in real and lasting ways. I both say thank you so, so much. I look forward to seeing many of you over the next couple of days going into Yom Tov.
Judge Ruby, thank you.
Hello.